Small businesses who agree to host vaccination clinics. I'm Jenny Glick.
Could the number of COVID cases ramp up again this fall? We'll talk about that at 1:10 with CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
The Dow up 500 points.
1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Score one for student athletes. In a unanimous ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court says the NCAA can't put limits on expenses beyond a scholarship. Dennis Dodd is a senior writer for CBS Sports.
It's a very narrow decision. It deals with education-related benefits. This, on top of what's coming with name, image, and likeness, makes the NCAA almost powerless in terms of players' benefits outside of their athletic endeavors, and really puts into question what the NCAA does in the future.
130 homes destroyed or damaged in suburban Chicago, trees down, power lines too. WBBM reporter Meredith Barak in Naperville assessing the impact of a tornado.
You can see large trees just completely picked apart by that tornado. Large X spray painted on that home. That means that home suffered some pretty bad damage.
At least five people suffered injuries, one in critical condition. In the south, there's tornado damage after a tropical storm rolled through.
The cleanup is underway outside Mobile, Alabama, after an apparent tornado spawned by Claudette.
It's really unbelievable right now, to be honest.
Joseph Rogers grabbed his father as their mobile home was heavily damaged.
I didn't know if we were going to make it. That's why I just grabbed him. I don't know if that was going to be the last time I could hold him.
At least 13 deaths are being blamed on Claudette, including eight children who were killed when the group home van they were in hydroplaned into a car on I-65 south of Montgomery, Alabama. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The U.S. has slapped new sanctions on Belarus. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says allies have done the same.
It was a coordinated effort, the nations of the Western world acting in concert to punish Belarus for its violation of international norms. Last month, the government of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko forced the landing of a Ryanair passenger jet and jailed a journalist who was on board. For its part, the U.S. targets 16 individuals and five entities with sanctions. Canada, Great Britain, and the European Union joined in.
The White House come to terms this week with Republicans on an infrastructure plan. Well, Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells CBS This Morning a bipartisan accord needs a closer look.
We need a few more details about the deal and about the proposal, including specifics about how to pay for it. An idea that's been floating around there that certainly the president would not support is a gas tax, which would raise taxes on people making less than $400,000 a year. We're just not going to stand for that, and we're not going to accept that.
Oscar-winning director Steven Spielberg's production company has struck a deal with Netflix to make multiple films per year for the streaming service. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 512 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 91. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
103 on WTOP on this Monday afternoon. It's the 21st of June. Sunny and 85 now. We're heading to the mid-90s. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Deborah Feinstein. Here are the top local stories we're following this hour. Marylanders struggling with mental health issues and thoughts of suicide have some additional help now. A new program starts next month.
It is named after the son of Representative Jamie Raskin, who died by suicide late last year.
We don't want to lose anybody else. And so my family is just really happy that Tommy is being honored in this way.
The Tommy Raskin Act will allow Maryland residents that are struggling with mental health to opt into a program through Maryland 211 and the Department of Health. They will periodically check in with those that sign up and provide additional mental health resources. It was the first bill signed into law by Governor Larry Hogan this year.
We're also ensuring that his name will forever be a symbol of hope for others who are struggling with mental health issues.
In Annapolis, Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
Now in Virginia, the state plans to use some of its federal COVID relief funds to help it ease its mental health crisis. The Commonwealth has been dealing for some time with a lack of beds to house mental health patients, and the pandemic has made the situation there worse. Lawmakers and policy experts say the money could be used to develop community services to keep people out of hospitals in the first place. The General Assembly will decide how to spend about $4 billion that Virginia is getting from the American Rescue Plan when it reconvenes in August. Governor Northam has already pledged money toward mental health efforts.
New this afternoon, Maryland has made it 2 days now without any COVID deaths, and Governor Larry Hogan says other virus indicators are also looking good. For the second straight day, the number of reported cases in the coronavirus is down. There were just 40 new confirmed cases yesterday, and hospitalizations have dropped as well. But the push to get Marylanders vaccinated continues. So far, about 70% of adults in the state have received at least one dose.
And Virginia has reached President Biden's goal of getting 70% of adults at least a single shot. Just more than 60% adults in the Commonwealth are fully vaccinated now. And Governor Northam says efforts to get shots in even more arms will continue.
Every person who has stepped up and gotten your shot, you have made yourself and your neighbors safer. You have allowed us to get back toward a more normal life. You have made a difference.
Virginia also experiencing significant drops in new coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths.
One Maryland county has come up with a creative way to encourage small businesses to host vaccination clinics.
Vaccinate 10 people at your business, you get $500. 50 people, Anne Arundel County is ready to write you a $1,000 check. They're offering other incentives as well, another $500 to defray any business lost during the clinics. Or how about $500 to pay for gift cards or swag to get people in the door? Any small business with at least two large rooms is eligible to host the vaccination clinic, with vaccination teams arriving the day of to administer the vaccines. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
Another Democrat is running for governor of Maryland. John Barron, a nonprofit executive who worked on Capitol Hill for years, officially launched his 2022 campaign today. He's a Montgomery County resident and has never run for office before. The 58-year-old says he wants to use his work experience to improve education and health care in the state. Barron adds he hopes the crowded Democratic field, combined with the lack of an incumbent, will create an opportunity for him to stand out in the 2022 primary.
Coming up here on WTOP, concerns about COVID getting bad again this fall. We'll talk about why with CBS's medical contributor, Dr. David Agus, 107.
I'm Jim Loke with Fox 5.
I'm Angie Goff.
As we all head back to our normal.
A new normal.
You're going to need a Loke Weaving team who will make that ride as smooth as possible.
That's Fox 5, with everything you need to get you
back to work, be it to an old job or a new one.
Back to after work.
Back to all of the things and all of the people in your life you appreciate now more than ever.
And we'll tell you how to get back to it all in ways that are healthy and safe for you and your family.
The road's been rough.
But we're riding with you.
Welcome back.
Stay ahead with Fox 5.
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
I've spent the last 30 years building business and creating jobs, leading a team of nearly 2,000 people who trusted me to get things done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.